Mike C listening. How you doing this morning?
What about you? where are you headed?
To Mount Jackson, Virginia. What about you?
I'm to the deer camp in Pickens County. And I got about an hour drive and I ain't even got out of the driveway yet. My eyelids are heavy.
I drive a truck for a living, me and my wife. I generally talk to a guy often through here, and I haven't been able to talk to him in about 3 weeks. I've been broke down in different trucks, and I took the radio out of my truck, and this first week I've had it back in, like I said, about 3 or 4 weeks, and I can't remember his call, so I thought you might have been him.
I don't think so, but if you need somebody to ride along with you this morning, I think I'm a pretty good fella. others might have something to say about that, but let's see. So my name is Chad. I live in Campobello, South Carolina. Retired military. And had some pretty bad insomnia last night. I did get about 2 hours sleep, I think. And just decided, hey, I'm just going to get in the truck and go on up to the camp. And usually I can go up there and rest pretty well. But so that's where I'm headed. How about you?
Name is Brian. You sound like a fine fella to me. You're amateur radio. You like guns and deer hunting. And you served in our military, so thank you for that. And, yeah, man, I'll be tickled to death talk to you for a little while. I'm trying to make it down here to the North Carolina state line, and then I'll hand it over to my wife, and I'll get to go to bed for a little while.
On 85 or... Or 26.
I'm on 85, going north. I'm right here at exit 72, right here at 585.
So you're in the Greenville area then?
Where about did you say you were at?
Campobello. I'm probably, I'd say, 18 miles from you as the crow flies, maybe 18 to 20. But, so you headed to North Carolina line going up 85, is that right?
Yes, sir, that would be correct.
Okay, well, you should make it all the way to Kings Mountain State Park on this repeater. When you see the state park, it's gonna drop you off right about there. So just be advised of that.
And how long will you be traveling before you make your deer camp?
Usually takes me about 1 hour and 5 minutes. I've got 3 kids. Me and my wife are just now empty nesters. My daughter just left for college up at Clemson University. And she's wanting to deer hunt a little bit this year, so she went up to the deer camp couple of days ago and check things out, and evidently I've got a black bear problem up there. So I am headed up this way with the dogs and see what I can find out. I came up yesterday, but didn't see anything but a whole bunch of tracks and scat, and he's been messing around with the building a little bit, but I'm going to see what else I can find today.
Now, I own a farm, so if they were messing on my farm and stuff, I have you know, I can shoot one out of season. I have to prove it by, you know. Can you do that as well? Or is it season now?
So it is out of season, and it depends on where the line is. And just so you know, with the property up here at the farm, half of it is no shoot, and the other half is okay. Well, there's a season for it, but if the animal does damage to your property or threatens life, then that's a different story. So maybe the dogs can help me with that. Maybe not.
I like to deer hunt myself. I just hunt on my property. I don't even buy a license where I hunt on my own property and stuff. But in Tennessee, you don't have to do that. I meant to tell you that earlier. I live in Johnson City, Tennessee, by the way. And I have caught one bear about 2 years ago on my trail cam. And it looked like it was just kind of passing through, not something that was hanging out and staying around.
Been hanging around a while. It's probably within 2 miles of the camp. There's a bunch of retired people that they got their little bird feeders with all the bird seed in it, and a couple of them put out corn with game cameras just so they can see the pictures. And you know, I get that. I mean, I want to see wildlife too, and I don't do much hunting anymore. But you know, you kind of be careful with that stuff. I mean, if a squirrel is coming up to pull corn out of the deer feeder, or deer's coming out, hey, that's one thing. I get it. But this pretty big boy. He's at the beginning of the year last year, I left my truck window open, had some groceries in the truck down at the camp, and he just got in my truck. I mean, I hadn't had the truck 4 or 5 days, brand new truck. Got in the truck, got my food. He didn't do any damage to the truck other than red mud, and just the truck smelled a little bit. But I'm lucky, very lucky. He didn't tear my truck all to pieces, but he did get my food. So let me let this repeater cycle. The truck's parked outside of the cabin. I'm in the cabin with two dogs with me, and the truck's probably 25 feet away from the cabin, and he's big enough to be what he wants to be, and that bothers me just a little bit.
Me too, and I'm like you. I give people love of wildlife and want to see it. Some people don't realize how dangerous it is, and everything that they're putting out is just something to keep him there. That's easy food that he don't have to go look for and hunt.
You're right. You're exactly right. And it just suit me if he just move on. But as long as people in the area are feeding him, then he's got no reason to go anywhere but to stay right there and mess with me. So I don't exactly know what I'm gonna do about this, but I gotta do something, cause I'm not gonna have my daughter up there deer hunting, and she might not be as watchful as daddy is, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir, completely. And when it's your child, you definitely want to protect them. you know, speaking of watching animals and stuff like that, ever since turkey season opened up, and too bad I'm not a turkey hunter. I'd like to try it one of these days, but I'm not. Never been. But ever since turkey season opened up this fall, we have turkeys in our field every day. And I'm like, it's a good thing I don't hunt, because I could probably kill me a nice little gobbler out there.
I keep deer cameras on the property all the time. I've got eight of them that I watch, you know, certain areas. And, well, let me back up. So, I applied for a depredation permit through South Carolina DNR at the beginning of 2021. And I've been running a trap line on the 12 Mile River. I've got a pond on the property, and the beavers and the muskrats are absolutely just destroying the pond. So I went in and got me a permit, so I try to get those things under control before they totally destroy the dam. And so I just set the game cameras up just to see what is on the property, that kind of thing, you know. So let me let this thing drop. One albino possum. I've never in my life seen an albino possum. And I've named him Henry. And I've got a couple of families of raccoons, turkeys, deer, one bear. I can't tell if it's male and female, male or female. A pair of osprey, which is kind of like a, sort of like an eagle, I guess. A pair of goshawks. And let's see what else. Oh, pair of fox, pair of bobcat. And from time to time, I don't know, it's probably 8 or 10 coyotes that move in through the area, but they don't stay. They just move, you know. But I have never been able to get a picture of them. They have been very elusive. Now, I have been trying now for about 2 years, but just have not had any luck.
I've had pictures of coyote. I usually get them every year. I've even seen them chasing deer and stuff there in the woods. My biggest nuisance is groundhogs, and I have a couple horses and cattle, and them things like to dig holes, and, you know, you don't want your livestock falling in a hole and having to go out there and shoot it. Now, you're out of a lot of money, so every time one sticks its head out and I'm around, if I can get my gun before it gets in its hole, I try to shoot them.
So I'm sorry, sir. Will you give me your name one more time? I've had a little bit of coffee, so my mind is starting to work. So maybe this time I'll remember it.
That's no problem. To be honest, I've forgotten yours too, and I'm terrible with names. I'll put my call sign out as well. I need the ID KK4FXC, and the name is Brian.
FXC KO4NUE. Name is Brian and Chad. KK4FXC. Yeah, so I'm trying to get your call down because about 5:30 in the mornings, there's the morning crew comes on and we all sit around and talk to each other going to work. I'm not a regular. I drop in from time to time, but the nice group of guys who come in, I don't know, roughly around 5:30, something like that, and stay with each other till work and, you know, keep each other awake, that kind of thing. But, yeah, so the farm I've got up here in Pickens, I don't know, it's, I got a couple of tracts up here that were given to me by my mother what do you call it, when, inheritance. And, I take really good care of it. Keep the property the way it was. You know, I'm not interested in housing or selling or things like that. I keep it the way, you know, grandmother intended the place to be. And, I do have a sawmill on the property. And if there's a tree or something that's got some issues, or I will take it and get something out of it instead of just letting it die and fall around and rot, you know, that kind of thing. But at any rate, so what else? So you're a truck driver, right? So what do you just handle just material in general, or what?
Actually, it's already loaded when I hook to it, sealed up. They give me a set of bills. You know, I check, make sure I don't have any hazmat. If I do, I have to make sure if I got the right placards and paperwork and stuff. And then I pick up in Atlanta, and we meet another driver in Mount Jackson, Virginia. And we swap loads with him, and then we'll take his loads and go back to Atlanta. And we do that all week long. So I come through here every morning. I'm actually running late. I'm normally getting to the North Carolina line about 4:30 in the morning.
Okay, so when you get, how much further you got to go from the North Carolina line?
Probably 300 miles or so. My wife, she'll drive us up there, and we'll meet him, and I'll go to bed, and then she'll drive us back down into Tennessee, because I actually go the long way around going back to Atlanta, because all the road construction here on 85 in the evening time when I come through, I get held up so much I can't make the run time, so I go across 81, across 26, and then cut across Highway 23, drops you out there on 985, just below 285, on 85.
It's pretty bad when you got to take the long way around town to make it on time. I'm telling, this construction stuff is just... It just seems like it is never ending. Every time I get on 26 or 85, they're always doing something, and I don't know. I think the common perception is you ride by it and you think, man, when they're gonna be done with this? It seems like they've been working on it for 10 years, but somehow it never ends. It just always keeps on working. So I guess that's, some people say that's progress, I guess. But, yeah. So anyway. So you and a husband and wife pair, right? So you do a certain amount of miles, and then she jumps in and takes the rest of the miles on. Is that so?
Yes, sir. While I drive, she sleeps, and while she drives, I sleep, and we eat together and stuff, and try to take a couple of showers through the week. But that's about the gist of it. We had three kids of our own, and they're all grown, and have four grandkids. And my wife, after we got her kids grown, she decided to go get her license and come out here and with me, and maybe we can socks and money back, and hopefully retire in about 5 more years.
Neat, man. That's neat. So I went and got my ham radio. I was in communication in the military and retired. And when I'd retired out, I said, you know what? I don't want anything to do with communication gear ever again. I'm done. So I don't know. 5-6 years went by, and you know, here we are. So I went and got my ham ticket, and shortly after that, I upgraded to general. And surprisingly, my wife was interested. She kept asking me questions. Well, you know, what does this mean, and what does that do, and what do they mean when they're saying that? And, you know, I think what got her, though, was one day we were listening down in the CW bands, and we could hear some CW going on, and it just kind of like, what are they saying? Well, why don't you know what they're saying? That kind of thing. So that kind of pushed her to go get her license. So she's a technician, I'm a general, and I'm studying to get my amateur extra. So the point is, it's nice when your wife rides along with you in any way like that. It just makes everything that much more enjoyable.
Yeah, it really does, KK4FXC. We get along great, and, you know, we, like I said, she was a stay-at-home mom and got to raise her kids. I spent the majority of my time on the road working as a truck driver, and I come home every weekend, and I got to watch them all play sports and do band and, you know, things of that nature, but she had to, you know, the bulk of the work on her, and it's just nice to be able to get out here and have her with me and enjoy herself.
It is. It does make it much more enjoyable. It sure. It certainly does. But, okay, well, listen, just hang in there just for a second. Any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, and KK4FXC. Anybody in there from the morning crew you want to jump in? See, looks like we still got it. So, let me change gears here. So I have also retired military, but after I retired at 44. I'm 49 now. Kind of got beat up on the last deployment a little bit, and was retired for a year or two, and was going absolutely stir crazy. I mean, absolutely stir crazy. So, my dad and I have, over the years, have accumulated a bunch of equipment as far as, well, he's a retired welder, and I've always done machine work. I'm not school trained, I've taught myself, but I build engines for customers and put them on YouTube so that the you know, customer can see the engine being built and so on and so forth. So I do that in my spare time, and just kind of do that to support my other hobbies. You know, I take a little money off of that and put it in other hobbies or whatever, you know. You know how that works. But, so yeah, I'm into a little bit of everything, I guess.
Actually, that's pretty cool. And before I get out of range and stuff, I wanted to ask you, do you do DMR or Fusion or D-Star or any of those things?
I do, about the only thing I'll do is EchoLink. Now, I know very little about it, but if you, well, let me put it to you this way. So if you are ever in this area, in other words, from Kings Mountain State Park in South at 2100, at every night on this frequency, we have a the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And it's typically around 50 to 70 people that check in during the night. But on Tuesday nights, we have training night, and that is when everybody just checks in, and then after the check-in, we have the rag tube portion, or the round table, and there's experienced hams that hang around, and so they can answer questions for the newer hams. So they are DMR experts, D-Star, Wires Fusion, Echolink, antenna experts, digital mode experts, HF experts, you name it. There's somebody in there that can help you. So if you don't have Echolink on your phone or your smart tablet there, and you can't reach this frequency via RF, then check in on Echolink. Let me let this repeater cycle. INK is the node name. That's W4YNK. And if your answer cannot be if your question cannot be answered on the net, I'm one of the float-in net controllers there. I will take your call sign down. I will find an operator that knows the answer to your question and will either email it to you or give you a call and let you know what the answer is, or make a link to someone who does know. So, with that said, this is KO4NUE with KK4FXC. Are there any stations in there for the early crew this morning? Anybody in there? I guess we still got it, but I hope you got all that. We can get an answer for you. By the it's what I'm trying to say. If you want to go that route. November Uniform Echo. I'm clear, sir.